Why don't you give Brother Freeman a hand? Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for every day, but especially on days like today when our young people are able to stand just in the knowing of the Lord. Amen. Truly, we thank and praise God for each and every day He gives us. We thank God for all of you who are here today. And there is a word from the Lord for such a day like today. Those of you with your Bibles, would you turn with me quickly to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5. Gospel of St. John, chapter 5. Let us hold our Bibles high as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. John chapter 5. Together, let's read verses 1, 2, and 3. John chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen? Let us read. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Please bow your heads with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you. Father God, we've seen how you work with our children already, and we say thank you, Lord. Right now, Father God, as your word is broken up and open to us, we pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. It is my sincere desire that you would allow me to decrease as you would increase. Father God, let them look around me and see you. Let them look through me and see you. Let them look above me and see you. For right now, Father God, I know it is not me, but it is all about you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been excited to get to this word all week long. When we look at this, I want you to think with me shortly from this thing. Porch people have problems. Porch people have problems. Repeat after me. Porch people have problems. Now, y'all, you said like you didn't believe that. So one more time. Porch people have problems. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor and put that real strong, sincere face on and repeat after me. Neighbor, get off the porch. This is a very familiar passage because most of us like to hurry up and jump down to the man that laid at the pool for 38 years. But today, it's not about him. Today, we want to look at the people who are on the porch. And it amazes me that we have five porches of people who evidently don't talk to each other. We have five porches of people who are consistently coming out, sitting on the porch, knowing that God is going to come, an angel is going to come down and stir the waters, but they prefer sitting on the porch. They know that here it comes, they have an opportunity to make a change in their life, but they would rather sit on the porch. And to them, it makes sense because this is what they do day in and day out. Now, one of the problems with porch people is that they have no vision. And the word simply says, my people perish when they have no vision. But the porch people, they have become accustomed to sitting, coming together, sitting down, holding a conversation. They know each other's aches and pains. They know how long each other have been there. All of them know the water is going to be moved. But rather, movement necessary. They feel like once they get up, the day is over. They don't have any aspirations to achieve anything. All they want to do is get up in the morning. Can you imagine? Just get up in the morning to sit on the porch. Ain't trying to go nowhere. Ain't trying to do nothing. But all I want to do is sit on the porch. Why? Because all my peoples is on the porch. All of my friends is on the porch. All of the real people is on the porch. So what do the porch people do? They sit on the porch. The whole world is going by, but their aspiration says, if I just get on the porch, don't care about Jesus might be coming, don't care that the water might get trouble, I'm going to sit right here on the porch. Why? Because I got friends on the porch. Somebody say, get off the porch. Now, I want you to understand that Proverbs 23:7 says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if the porch people think that all there is sitting on the porch, they will not achieve anything because in their heart they think, I done made it because I'm on the porch. Tell the God, I came to tell you this morning, we got some porch people that's sitting in the pews. As I was studying this lesson, the Lord took me back to one of my sister-in-laws in one of the marriages that I had. And this sister-in-law never, her husband never took her to a restaurant. Her idea of going out to dinner was when her husband put them in the car, they went through the drive-thru of McDonald's, and he got to take her home a sec. She explained to me that going out to dinner meant she didn't have to cook. I told her, that's dumb. When you go out to dinner, you don't bring it home in a bag unless you can't eat no more. Her husband, my brother-in-law, didn't like me too much after that, but she thought it was just fine. Why? Because all of his friends met each other in the drive-thru of McDonald's. And their wives thought that's what it meant when you say, I'm going to take you out to dinner. You go through the drive-thru, you get it in a take-home sack, and you go home and eat it. And they sat on the porch because they had been out to dinner. They was on the porch. Red Lobster up there. Ponderosa up there. Sammy's up there, but they went to McDonald's, so they've been out to them. Why they was porch people? Now let me tell you, you know you're a porch person. Can I talk about us this morning? Okay, thank you. You know you're a porch person. If you say we're going out to dinner, and everybody already knows what restaurant you're going to. You know you are a porch person if everybody shop at the same store all the time. You know you are a porch person, hello, if you never buy anything that is not on sale. If I got a porch person, just smile. But we call ourselves King's Kids. And if you're a child of the King, every now and then, you need to step out of the norm and do something different. If you are a child of the King, every now and then, instead of going to Golden Corral, you ought to go over to Josephine. Every now and then, instead of just going to the sales rack, you ought to look and see a new arrival every now and then. Because God says, I want you to have life and life more abundantly. So get off the porch. Here are all these porch people. And it's amazing. They don't talk to each other. Because when you go outside of your comfort circle, that means you have to ask somebody something that you might not want the answer to. And when you, I want you to picture in your mind, on this one porch, we got all left-handed people. On this other porch, we got all right-handed people. Then we got a porch where all the blind people are. Then we got a porch where all the lame, the crippled people are. But the blind people, they can't see, but they can hear. So it just a matter to me that if a blind person turn around and say, what y'all talking about? Somebody would turn around and give them an answer. But because the blind person doesn't want to be found out, they just sit there and act like they can see. Because if you say you're blind, that means you have to get off the porch. What is it? As children of God, God has opened the windows of heaven, poured us down blessings, but we are too scared to reach up and grab something new. Why is it? Why is it that we are sitting down so comfortable? And understand, porch people have children that learn how to sit on the porch. Right now, we are in the school vacation. Children, let me tell you something. Don't let your mind lay idle this summer. But challenge yourself to learn a foreign language. Challenge yourself to read a book. Challenge yourself to go farther than mama and daddy. Make sure you don't grow up sitting on the porch. Even as parents, God has challenged us to study his word. He said, for in them you think you have salvation. Sitting on the porch does not mean you have arrived. Sitting on the porch means you have settled in to keep doing what you're doing. But women and men of God, let me tell you something. God wants us to stretch in his word. He wants us to stretch in our faith. He wants us to get more of him than we ever had before. But you have to get off the porch. Even mentioning the test, the quiz. Some of us have not been to Bible study since I've been here. But I will challenge you to get one of these exams. Because if you think you know the Bible, the exam will let you know. I don't know where you are on Wednesday night, but you ought to find your happy self in here at least one Wednesday out of a month. But we like to sit back. Some of us right now, we know there's two services going on. One at Morningstar, one in New Salem. We sitting on the porch. I've been in church all day long. I'm going home. What you gonna do when you get home? Sit on the porch. Hallelujah. In studying for this, the Lord brought several people to me. How many of you know that before Yolanda Adams became Yolanda Adams, she was a third grade teacher, very happy being the guest singer from church to church to church. But somebody heard Yolanda, and somebody talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to Yolanda, and then we know Yolanda Adams. She doesn't teach anymore. She went from teaching to television. Why? Because she got off the porch. Shirley Caesar used to wash dishes for a little confectionery, and she would sing while she washed dishes. Then Shirley Caesar caught a caravan, and she sang and she sang and she sang. But then she got off the caravan, stepped off the porch, because somebody talked to Shirley and Shirley talked back. So now we know Pastor Shirley Caesar had several businesses under her belt, but Shirley Caesar got off the porch. All of us know T.D. Jakes. Did you know that for 3 years of his married life, T.D. Jakes was on welfare? Did you know? For 3 years of his life, he had an opportunity to find out what food stamps was all about. Did you know before he got to Potter's house, he didn't have no house? somebody that can tell you something to get off the porch. But what do we say? I don't like her. I don't like him. They look funny. They too mean. And we would rather sit on the porch than to reach out and ask somebody, do you know how to get here? Do you know somebody hiring? Do you know? We're going to sit on the porch. But the Lord told me to tell St. John today, get off the porch. Every now and then, you need to challenge yourself to go someplace you ain't never been before. Do something you ain't never did. And I guarantee you, some of y'all don't even know the corner in Alton, and you've been here all your life. Just recently, one of my friends came over, and he started talking about all the golf courses in Alton. We had members sitting there saying, that's up here. That's up here. And he's from St. Louis. Why? Because we sit on the porch. Look at your neighbor and say, get off the porch. Even in our world today, the Lord wants us to know in him, there are no limitations. In him, there is vision. In him, there is strength. In him, there is victory. In him, there is triumph. In him is everything you need. But you got to reach up and grab it. How many of you really want more out of life? See, you know what? Before y'all raise your hand, you had to look and see if your neighbor raised their hand. How many of you want more out of life? How many of you want to do better in your life? How many of you are ready to get off the porch and do something different? Some of you looking at me talking about, it's hard. This man is tough out there. Well, if it were easy, everybody would do it. And let me tell you, it's only hard because we ain't tried to do it no more. I know we look around and you have those people that's on the porch with you. Man, I wouldn't try to do that. You know, so-and-so tried it. They back here with us. Let me tell you, just because one person failed does not mean you gonna fail. All it means is you need to get up and try again. And let me back up. And don't look at nobody. How many of you are the smartest person in your circle? Raise your hand. You're the smartest person. I know y'all ain't running around here. We ain't got no smart people. See, that's another problem. The challenge is this. If you are always the one giving advice in your circle, then your circle is too small. If you are always the one that got the answer for the people around you, then you need some more people. Because we get settled in and think, I don't need to learn no more. I know more than everybody around me. When you don't need to know no more, when you don't need to meet any new people, when you got everything at your fingertips, you are sitting on the porch. Every now and then, step out of your circle and meet somebody that don't look like you. Every now and then, step out of your circle and meet somebody that's going to challenge you to think. Every now and then, talk to somebody who don't believe the way you believe. Talk to somebody who don't dress like you dress. And then maybe you will get up off the porch. Look at us now. I ain't on the porch. I ain't on the porch. Well, I came to tell you, you is on the porch. And you are alive before God. If you have not been to a new restaurant this year, you're on the porch. If all the people know everything about you, that means you ain't met nobody, you're on the porch. But the scripture says this, if you know the Lord is coming, why don't you act like you know he's coming and get off the talk about the man that laid there for 38 years. But dadgummit, don't we know Jesus is coming? Some of us is still milling around in the same sins we've been praying about for 10 years. Like we don't know Jesus is coming. But it's time for us. Don't go to the man for 38 years. Look at our life. Have you tried the Lord in any new thing this year? Have you tried your faith for any new thing this year? Have you even believed God for something new this year? We are in the last Sunday from the sixth month, and some of us still don't know if Jesus talked to his children. But I came to tell you, when the Lord says that he wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly, he's not talking about when we get to heaven. He's talking about right now. If you read your Sunday school lesson, you will learn that not only does the Lord give out milk and water, but he give wine every now and then too. See, y'all grinning now. You wish you would have been at Sunday school. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to get off the porch. Matthew 11 and 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Child of God, let me tell you, having a new idea won't be easy. Trying something new won't be easy. But I tell you, if you trust in the Lord, Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added. I know it's going to be rough. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The psalmist said, the road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I decided, I don't care what mama, I ain't talking about what daddy did, but I decided to make Jesus my trust. When the road got rough, I called on Jesus. When the going got tough, I called on Jesus. When it was midnight, I called on Jesus. When nobody else would talk, I called on Jesus. And when I called on him, he said, get off the porch. Tell your neighbor, get off the porch. But see, we like the porch. Because on the porch, we got friends. On the porch, we can talk about everybody else. On the porch, nobody makes us do anything. Oh, on the porch, everything is all right. But how many of y'all know, on the porch, it's like stinking water. You just get stale, and don't nothing grow, and don't nothing die. It just be stink, 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 because you're sitting in the same place. Get off the porch. On the porch. Hallelujah. But when you talk to somebody, Isaiah 61 and 7 says, for your shame you shall have double. Therefore, in the land that they shall possess the double. Because let me tell you, God wants us to have more in our life. Some of us right now, we look at the Woods, we look at the Ingrams, we look at Brother Tommy back there, and we say, how are you able to make it? We stand back and admire them. But don't you know, every now and then, you need to sit your happy self down and let them tell you where they came from. Every now and then, you ought to experience the same God that they know. Somebody can tell you something about the Lord that you don't know. So when you go to them and you ask them, Sister Lacey just got out of the hospital. When she was in there, she said, honey, I'm in the Lord's hand. You're in the hospital. How can you be in the Lord's hand? I don't know, but he got her up. We need to talk to somebody. I was looking at, I know I always talk about, and let me tell you something. I love all of you. But I don't look at the people who just sit on the porch. Hello? Thank you, Lord. You know you're a porch person if you cuss and fuss about going to your job and you won't fill out an application to get a new one. I'm going to this job. I sure wish I didn't have to go. They tell you in time, child, I will go, but I got 20 years over here. Cause you're on the porch. God has put people in our midst that have experience. He has put people in your life that have experience. But let me give you the secret. You have to talk to them. You have to talk to the people who have walked the road before you and ask them some questions. How did you make it this far? Was it always this way? Does God really answer prayer? When I say, Father, will he call out to me? When I get in my moment of grief, will he take me through? Ask somebody. And be willing to go through. See, I don't know about you, but to me, somebody like me knows that he is a mother for the motherless. Somebody like me knows he's a father for the fatherless. Somebody like me knows if you ain't got no food, all you have to do is father. And he'll say, set the table. He'll bring you meat and potatoes and bread. But you got to get off the porch. Somebody like me knows he is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Somebody like me knows when you get down to your last dime and you are a tither, Father, and he opens the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Somebody knows. But you have to get off the porch and you have to reach out. Will they hurt your feelings? Some of them might. Will they welcome me with open arms? Some of them won't. But there is somebody that knows the Lord like you're going to know him. There is somebody that got some information that's not written between Genesis or Revelation, but it's still God. There is somebody that can tell you how to get from point A to point B, and you ain't got no car, you ain't got taxi money, you ain't even got bus fare. But if you call on Jesus, he will take you there. But here we are, five porches of people. Don't want to talk to nobody, just want to sit on the porch. Child of God, I came to tell you, we have an opportunity to get off the porch. The opportunity came to us more than 2,000 years ago. The opportunity came through 42 generations. The opportunity took on a train called Mary. He stepped off that train and he started giving sight to the blind. He started giving food to the hungry. He even gave clothes to the naked. But they had to get off the porch to receive it. And then when he walked this earth 30 plus years, he was always doing what his father told him to do. Some people looked at him and they didn't like him because they had to get off the porch. Some people looked at him, he didn't look right because he didn't dress like them, so they didn't believe in him. But all I came to talk about, the people who heard him, the people who loved him, the people who tried him. When he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon thee, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you hear the word of the Lord, if you love him, you have to get off the porch. And then as he walked this earth, my Lord, it got to a place where it was time for him to pay for a sin he'd never done. He had some people saying, Jesus, do you know you're about to die for some unworthy people? Do you know that these people still don't like you? He said, yeah, I know, but I got to get off the porch. So what did he do? He told them, nail me to the cross. And those who were still on the porch said, do you believe he gonna hang that? I don't believe. I can't believe he gonna hang that. So he said, don't just put me on the cross, but I want you to stand me up so that all who look at me will know, just like I'm going to get off this cross, you can get off that porch. So they put him up there so all could see blood running down his arms, blood running down his face, blood running out of his eyes. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he hung there. When they took him down, they nailed him, put him in that barber tomb. Your Lord and my Savior went to hell, snatched the keys out of Satan, and set the captives free. But on that third day, when the earth was shaking, when the earth was reeling and rocking, and suddenly it burst forth on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Child of God, when he got up, that means you got up. When he got up, that's when you got up. Why don't we look at where we are for real? Challenge yourself to get off the porch. Challenge yourself to do something different. Don't just sit idly by. If you ain't talking to your spouse or your children ain't acting right, don't just say, this is a phase. Get your happy self up and talk to the people in your house. Don't keep hating the job that you're working on. If you want another job, go fill out an application someplace else. You'll be surprised what God has for you. All you got to do is stretch out. Look at your neighbor and say, stretch out. Some of us need to learn a foreign language. It's called English. We so dead on fabulous, it ain't funny. But just take your time. The problem with porch people is that they don't see things any differently. But St. John, sitting here today, they tell me for 30 years, we looked at that backspace and thought about a bathroom. But 30 years later, we can walk back there and see two bathrooms. That sounds like double. But somebody had to get off the porch. When you pass by over where the dumpster is, when I pass by, I don't see one building, but I see two buildings, because I ain't on the porch. When I see you dripping in, piece by piece, late as you want to be, I'm praying to God, one day you're going to get here at 11:30 and stand your happy self up. I see God adding to the church. But you have to get off the porch. Look around the sanctuary. Don't you know everybody sitting here today need to be here on a Wednesday night? That's how you get off the porch. So children of God, my task was simple today. I'm challenging you as an officer from heaven. My assignment is to challenge you. Do something different. One of my friends simply said it like this. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Let me say that again. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. You ought to be tired of praying for that same sin. Do something different. You ought to get tired of cussing out the same people. Do something different. You ought to be tired of borrowing money from the same people. Every now and then you ought to loan out some money to somebody. I ain't got none because you ain't did nothing. But some of us need to look at ourselves. I tell you like this. If God has not added to your life so far this year, is because you aren't a poet. If you have not learned a new facet of God this year, it's because you're on the porch. If God has not tried you in a different way so far this year, it's because you're on the porch. But I serve a God. The Bible says, behold, he does a new thing. All things are passed away. All creatures, behold, he is new every day. Challenge yourself to learn God a new way. Challenge yourself to try something new. Challenge yourself to learn a better way. Let me put it mildly. Get off the porch! The doors of the church is open. You may come by letter. Christian experience. Candidate for...